It's Steve-O from the 4i Radio Network, and I'm here to talk to you about RevengeLover.com. It's a great place to get logos, sponsors, artwork, t-shirts, anything and everything you need artwork design-wise. This is the place to go. You go to RevengeLover.com, you can check out samples, go ahead and get inquiries, and find something that's pretty much fits you, or even get, you know, some commission-based stuff done. So again, go to www.RevengeLover.com.
Hey, this is Mike and Tom from Ballpark Bros.
You're listening to another great show on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Check us all out on 4eyedradio.com.
I've been having a horrible time pulling myself together. I've been closing my eyes to find old familiar failures. I've been having a horrible time pulling myself together. I've been closing my eyes to follow.
I'm Steve-O.
What's up?
I'm Matthew. How's it going?
It is going good, my friend. Oh, yeah. That worked out
beautifully.
Oh,
yeah. Look good, let's go.
Hey, see, we it just takes a steady hand. But as you can tell tonight, kids, we aren't live.
Fuck no.
That's right. Matthew is actually talking to you from the future.
Listen, don't turn right.
Wait, where?
I leave it vague.
I can't get
you
out of
only
the,
know.
I can't get out of the apartment complex.
Oh my gosh, I only make left-hand turns now. Why did Matthew from the future have to come and say that
Damn
to me?
Damn you, Matthew. Damn you.
I always go left.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that where your penis leads to, or?
Maybe.
You usually on. Wow, we're already in a cock talk. It's not even
cock
like
talk.
Oh, wait, we do have a drop for that, so. I mean,
we don't need the drop.
I know.
I don't want to spend too much time on my penis. I mean, we can talk about it a little bit, but no, I don't want to go too crazy.
Anyways, but yes.
And
so,
we've already had 5 people turn this off.
Yeah, probably. Because they're like, there's a botch editing job somewhere in here.
Can you find it?
But anyways, yeah. So you're out of town right now while people are listening to this.
Yeah.
So you're going to California?
I'm going back to back to
Cali.
I'm going Cali. Too early, dude. Yeah, I'm going to California. I'm in California.
Yes, you're in California. So what are you doing today in California?
What day is it?
It would be Friday. Yeah.
probably going to the beach. I might drop by Raven's dude's birthday.
Oh, you're gonna be in. Oh shit! Did you plan that or no?
No, it just kind of worked out.
Oh, very cool.
So we're
gonna
try.
Now I feel bad because I didn't even think to go.
So I'm gonna stop talking like it's Friday because I'm not gonna be good at that. Whoa.
Shit.
Where's Toby?
He just ran into the room and literally just slammed the door.
Oh, it was him that ran in there?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
But it looked like, it was like, oh.
I know. That's why I was like, where's Toby? Because shit went down at 7:23.
Yeah, 7:23.
On a Tuesday.
Friday.
For people that can't see, Steve's bedroom door just slammed shut.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It's like that one video I sent you guys for the guy who was streaming, which I believe it was probably staged.
Yeah,
but it was
he
still,
did a good job.
No, he did a good job, but it was just funny.
Did you listen to it with audio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't.
And it's just funny because everyone else's reaction, like when they start coming on the screen, they're like, the door just closed, bro. And he's like, what? No way. And then like he'll literally go over there, shut the light off, and he's coming back. And then and it turns back on and everyone's like, it's back on, man. He's like, whoa. So.
All right. Well, tonight's episode is brought to you by
Revenge Lover. Stand out from the crowd. For samples and inquiries, please visit revengelover.com and mention you heard it from us on the 4i Radio Network, and you will save 10% off of your first purchase.
10%? That's pretty badass, my friend.
I haven't done one of those reads in a while. Like I usually Raven's always represented. I just have a bumper that goes in before on the show, so I was just like, so I haven't like had to whip it out in a while.
You know what? You whipped it out, and I enjoyed what I saw.
Thank you.
It was good, man. You did a good job. So,
more than what the people liked at Vegas, I mean, I'll assure you.
Hey, I did listen to Life is Shit.
Oh, did you?
I did. I listened to your guys' adventures.
And did you enjoy it?
They were good, man. They were good fun.
Okay, so now I have a question for you, because Patrick discovered the, what's it called? The novelization of The Room.
Oh, yeah.
Which somebody took it upon themselves to write, like, take all the dialogue and everything like that, but then write somebody. It's great, because there's a part where he's just like, and then Denny smiled creepily. Like, he literally
it was funny. The one that he read where it was like something like she fondled his dick or something. Like
to climax.
Yeah. That was funny.
That
was funny. Dude, I feel like I haven't seen you for 3 weeks?
It's,
2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a fucking while.
No, not Kyle. Oh, Eric and I were talking last week, and I was like, yeah, I think we've only had, like, this will be actually, like, the third show, but literally, like, we did the 30th of June, mm-hmm. and then no show. Oh, and then we finally had a show the week before whenever Eric and I did it.
Yeah.
So I think that was last week. Shit, I can't remember. Damn! But yeah, so we're doing our best and stuff like that. It's just not easy being cheesy, you know?
Hey, we're trying our best. It's not easy being cheesy. And damn it, you better be lemon squeezy. Is that it?
Yeah, I think lemon squeezy. I never even use that.
Lemon squeezy?
Well, there's easy peasy.
Easy peasy. I like easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Then there's lemon squeezy. But I don't, what is that replying to?
Easy peasy. God damn it, I love some cheesy.
God damn it, I love some cheesy. Oh my God. Oh, I wrote a joke.
Ooh.
And I don't know if it's in good taste or not.
Oh, it's one of them jokes.
Well, not one of them jokes. What I mean is, like, it might just offend people who religion, but it's really not. Really,
that's a pretty broad a group of people, my friend.
What I meant was, I just came up with it the other day because I was sitting on my couch and something came up on Family Guy, and I was like, oh my God, that's. It just popped in my head. And I don't know if it's funny or not. I mean, I still got to work on it, but the bare bones pretty much was like, the reason why I'm an atheist, everyone's always talking about God's plan. I have one name for you. Gary Busey.
Okay.
That was God's plan. Oh, we're going to have him do fine in movies, and he's going to get in a horrible motorcycle accident, and then we're going to leave him semi-retarded. Like, that was like, that's the plan, God? Like, Really? Like, Gary Busey, like, where is he going? Like, what's the next step? That's what I like to know. So, but just like, I'm glad I got the reaction that I did, because you laughed right when I said Gary Busey. So I'm like, perfect. So I got to work on more of it. But I was just like, yeah, I like that. Because I was just like, yeah, really? Like, Gary Busey's like, it's all part of God's plan.
So you probably would say that.
Or he's like, Godinism, because my Buseyisms, because he makes up his own like words sometimes.
You need a drink?
Yeah, I can go for another one.
How about you pause it for a split second?
And
you know it's cool, because you can pause it, and then we can go right back, and people are going to be like, what? We didn't even wait for that time.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Right?
Right?
Jeez. Cheers, yeah, my friend.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink. But speaking of cheers and everything like that, we're going to have them on as soon as we can so they can talk about their journey at San Diego Comic-Con. But that just happened this weekend.
San Diego Comic-Con.
So, it was very sporadic. Like, usually, like, the years before, they literally was just like, oh, here's this news, here's this news, here's this news. I, like, half of the stuff I had to find, like, later after the weekend ended, I was like, oh, this came out. Like, there was all these, like, different trailers and stuff. Like, there was a Defenders trailer that I completely, like, didn't even see until Monday. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
I feel like the large scale movies and things got all like announced on Saturday, and that was the main focus of media, just fucking pushing that in front of your faces on, you know, Facebook and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But you're right, like Defenders, there was a couple other ones.
Things got
fuck.
Oh, Inhumans.
Yeah, I saw that before. Oh, I didn't see the new one that they released.
I haven't watched the new one either. I'm trying to. Oh, apparently they had a Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah, with.
I haven't seen it.
Boyega
yet.
From Force Awakens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Jason Boyega, I believe that's his name.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched that one yet. I did see, actually, it was actually right before Comic-Con. Did you see the new Del Toro movie?
No.
Oh.
What is it?
It's like. It looks like it takes place in like the 50s, but it's like in this water research lab thing, and it's like they caught like a creature of the Black Lagoon.
Ooh, okay.
And then this woman who's deaf, like she starts like signing and communicating with it, and then she like starts falling in like love with it kind of thing.
Ooh, interesting.
But like the creature, like what they show you, I'm like, that's, and I'm like, I bet you it's that guy that he always works with. It's like, get in a suit, morph your body weird, you know?
I'm going to look that up. I did not hear about that at all.
Yeah, I was like, literally when I saw it, I was like, this is right up Matthew's alley. This looks really because of the water and shit like that. I was like, oh yeah. And then, it really reminds you, reminded me of Bioshock.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Like Rapture and shit.
Yeah, like, and to me, I'm like...
the Art Deco, the 50s Art Deco.
So I was...
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it was... I was like, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to love that.
Yeah. So...
Did you see Ready Player One?
Yes. Okay, so what the fuck?
Did you read the book?
No, I don't even know what this is.
It's a book, but I didn't know it was like that.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, everybody can take my nerd card or whatnot, but I've never even heard of this thing, Ready Player One.
Like, I want to go to the Oasis.
Uh-huh.
That place looks badass.
And right off the bat, they have, like Freddy Krueger jumping at him. Yeah. And it has, like, the Iron Giant and shit. So, and this is, like, it's supposed to be, like, Steven Spielberg's, like, biggest, like, budgeted movie, like, ever kind of thing. So, of course, we're all like, we're going to see it.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, that guy was just like, yeah, I just made my money with that trailer. So, suck my dick.
Pretty safe. The Infinity War?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the shitty trailer that someone leaked. But, yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
I believe that the how Ragnarok is... Ragnarok!
Oh, Ragnarok!
how it ends is kind of like how, you know, how the Guardians meet Thor and everything like that. Yeah. But even that new Ragnarok trailer.
I know, dude. Dude, Ragnarok's going to be badass.
Oh, I know it's going to
be
badass.
So like, fucking legit. Death? Kate Beckinsale looks so rad in this movie.
Oh, it is Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
I literally...
Wait, no. I'm sorry. It's Blanchett.
Kate
Blanchett?
Kate Blanchett. Okay. Because I thought so, too. I was looking at her going like, is that the girl from Underworld? And I was like, no. Okay.
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, but yeah, the god of death and everything.
Yeah, in her headpiece and everything.
Do you know it's even badasser? She's going to be in Infinity War.
Well, I would think so.
Because have you seen that thing? It has Thanos, and then it has like his...
Oh, his
like
people?
Like his team.
I did see that. They had the statues.
Yeah, the statues and stuff.
But there's one missing. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, there's one of like his henchmen that they're not putting in there.
Maybe they don't have the rights to it.
I don't know.
Or maybe. It's like a weird secret thing, but it's going to be kind of cool. But yeah, but I love that line in it where she's like, I'm the god of like death. What are you the god of? And he just like lands and you see like, and I'm like, oh, Thor's back, bitch.
I know. And he was all fucking lit up with like lightning and shit.
Yeah, I was like, dude, in his
eyes.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You're going to get fucked
up. Oh my gosh.
You're going to get fucked up.
Dude, I said it before and I'll say it again, dude. I love that he's got the short hair.
Oh, he looks legit, dude.
It's like, I mean, he was awesome as Thor, but yeah. Now it's like, oh, dude, like, I'd fuck that guy.
You know what I'm waiting? You know I'm wondering in Infinity War because like Captain America has got like the beard.
I saw that, yeah.
And I'm wondering if like Thor's going to be all like, oh, decided to take on my look or something like that. That'd be funny, dude.
That'd be funny. Well, they always like kind of.
Yeah, they. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like the dynamic's going to happen now with it's like now you have Doctor Strange. Now you have, you know, Ant-Man and all these people like Guardians of the Galaxy all mingling together. Like, oh my God, they could pull it off. And it was really cool. So you haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, I haven't.
So you saw Spider-Man in the trailer. And stuff of that, and then yeah. You see him in the one thing. So when you finally get to see that, you're gonna go, "Oh shit," kind of thing, because they have a reference to something in Homecoming.
Cool.
And then I saw it in the trailer. I was like, "Oh shit! Oh my god!" So
they did it. They were able to get him over.
Oh, you know, there. Yeah, they. Okay, with the way.
Because he was Fox, right?
Who? Yeah. Oh, no, he was Sony.
He was Sony.
No, okay. He's still owned by Sony. Sony has a deal with Marvel right now. It's like, and actually Marvel's not making any money from the Spider-Man movie, but they get like a small percentage from anytime Spider-Man's in one of their, you know, kind of films, but they're getting all like the house money. But after Marvel took over and with the new Spider-Man movie is just great.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Everybody's been saying it's awesome.
You know, it's just great. But like, honestly, Michael Keaton, I'm kind of like, we need more people who played good guys to turn over and be bad guys. Like, there's literally a scene in that movie, and they're not even wearing costumes.
Yeah.
And it's probably, like, the most intense scene in that fucking film. Yeah.
Because he's just intense. He's
just what's going on in this certain area. And it's literally, like, maybe, like, it's a five-minute scene. And that's probably over-exaggerating. It's probably even less than that. But it's just how once he, like, kind of figures things out or some of that, then he's having a chat with Peter. And it's just this weird, like, you're like, oh, fuck, that was – it's just, like, so, like, my God, that was the most – like, it's, like, almost like that Green Goblin moment where, like, he turns around, he starts talking to himself, and then he changes his face. Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit, you know, kind of thing. It's, like, one of those dynamic things where it's just, like, the acting with no costumes, no fucking special effects, but just the fucking, like, mood, the fucking tension is just great.
Sweet.
So – but yes, yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Kyle and I will be talking more. Yeah, so if you don't want to, if you haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming, don't listen to the 100th episode of Longbox Cast yet, because I think we're doing that. Actually, got to travel back in time. We're doing that earlier this week. Trying to figure out everything. Yeah, so we'll be talking about that because we both saw it and we loved it.
Kingsman? Did you see the Kingsman
trailer? Yeah, I saw the Kingsman too.
I didn't see it.
I didn't know there's a shit ton of new, like, more people in it that I'm like, oh, fuck, he's in it?
Well, Channing Tatum's in it.
Yeah, like, I was like, what the fuck?
I did see it. Yeah, Channing Tatum, Halle Berry, Jeff Bridges. Kingsman was badass.
Okay,
dude.
I was about to say, the first one was so awesome, dude. Honestly, when I saw the preview to it, I was like, okay, it looks kind of cool and stuff like that. And then I saw a little bit of stuff. I'm like, all right, but literally, like, as soon as you sit down and start watching it,
yeah.
And then fuck, the one guy starts talking like he's like the one scientist dude. I'm like, holy shit, that's Mark fucking Hamill. Yeah. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Oh shit. Like, it's fucking good. Like, yeah. I don't know why I do not own that. I need to go out and buy that right now. That's a good fucking movie. Yeah, I can't wait for the second one. The second one, I'm like, I'm gonna see this in theaters now because I didn't see the first one in theaters.
I didn't either.
I was like, and then after you watch it, you're like, probably should have saw this in theaters. This is good.
Yeah, I watched it when it came out on HBO. Defenders, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, that trailer is pretty good. Shows a couple more things. And then, like, they also announced, like, you know, the stuff for Luke Cage 2, Season 2, and Jessica Jones 2.
What about Punisher?
Yeah, they had a teaser. I don't know. I don't know if they actually released a trailer. I know there was a trailer they talked about. The only thing I saw is they started showing all the Defenders, and then at the end it showed the Punisher.
Okay.
Kind of like as the teaser of, like, the Punisher show, or is he going to come in at the end of Defenders? Is he going to be a part of the Defenders? So I'm not really sure with all that. But, yeah, that comes out fucking August.
Walking Dead?
No, I did not see the trailer for that. Because I haven't caught up.
I'm so far behind. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm kind of off that show.
I am too. And not because I don't have cable. Like, I literally have my parents log in, so I can watch it, no problem. But I'm kind of like...
Dude, we've got like two seasons sitting on our DVR. And they've been there for like... One of them's been over there over a year.
I'll put it this way. I think there's two seasons on Netflix that those are the two seasons I haven't seen yet. So it was last season and the season before that season. So, yeah, I'm kind of far behind on Walking Dead. And most likely this is what's probably going to happen. I'm going to wait till they announce, like, the last season and then I'll go and binge watch everything that I forgot, like, didn't see, and then just watch it, like, with everybody else and be like, oh, yeah, fucking Walking Dead. Oh, that was great. I can't believe it's ending. Oh, yeah. Because I know no one listens to the shows without knowing my plan, so I'm good.
Stranger Things 2.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, dude.
Okay, first off, Stranger Things 2, you already had me. Season 2 already had me when it said Stranger Things trailer came out. I was like, done. Click on that. And then it starts off, and it's like an arcade. I'm like, done.
Right.
Like, I mean, the show has me. Like, and then the fucking Ghostbusters shit, I'm like, I'm literally jacking, just creaming all over the place.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, well, I can't.
And the fucking Thriller and the voiceover from Thriller.
No, when
darkness
that started kicking
falls
in,
across the land.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. That kicks in. I'm sitting there going like, Matthew right now is just masturbating.
Oh my god.
And he's just like, ah!
Oh my god. Go to the nothing. Go to the Upside Down.
Upside Down.
I said the nothing. I watched the Never Ending Story was on.
Oh, the like, nothing
last weekend.
Was it
the nothing? Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Good.
But it's so.
Oh, it looks so great.
Will just like all of a sudden just boom, he's back in it, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and Eleven comes back.
Oh my god, I can't.
She like busts her arms out through the school.
Yeah, through the school thing and stuff. Because that stuff's still like, obviously they haven't cleaned that up.
Yeah.
Because it's like what? It's like, because this one took place, the season one took place, what, 1980?
Well, this one's 84.
So was this 83?
I don't know.
I don't know if they're doing yearly or are they like jumping to like years just because the kids are growing.
I don't know.
But
I don't fucking know.
But yeah, it was that. Yeah, so that's tight. I'm trying to remember what else.
Did you catch up on the comics?
No.
So
I'm way behind on comic books these days.
There's a Captain America coming out.
Well, is he still with Hydra? See, I don't even know what's going on with Marvel at this
like,
point.
It's like an old school one.
Maybe that's this rebirth of like, oh, I'm not Hydra anymore. Because everyone got like pissed with that. And me, I was just like,
Superman
whatever.
Year One.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, Frank Miller.
Frank Miller,
I forgot. Okay, so I did know a little bit of comic book news.
The SNES Classic was there.
Yeah, and I am pissed because right now that thing is doesn't even come
how
out.
Do you even get notified for fucking pre-orders, dude? People are like, I pre-ordered that shit. How'd you fucking know?
Yeah, because I signed up with Amazon. Amazon's like, oh, we'll notify you when we get it. Okay, I'm literally checking my junk mail, going like, what the fuck?
People are like it was through Walmart, it was through Best Buy. Like, what?
And okay, I'm gonna put it this way: you don't understand, Matthew and I. We don't want these consoles. We need these consoles.
We need them.
We need them. Because
our lives depend on it.
Yeah, it does. This show depends on it.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I'm throwing that in.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Shit just got real.
Let's start a GoFundMe.
And I'll put it this way. I know what people are thinking. They're like, fuck these two guys. They already have Nintendo Switches. Oh, yeah? My life is shit. That's why I made a podcast called Life is Shit. I need this. I'm never going to have kids. This will be my child. Right now, I'm beating everybody. With kid, I'm like a goddamn Mormon family right now.
Whoa, bro. Let's back that up. You're nowhere near that.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near that.
You know, I'm just kind of living life, taking days as positives, rocking and rolling.
That's true.
Jiving and jiving some more.
turkey jive.
Turkey trotting.
Oh shit! Did they still do that?
Yeah, they do turkey trots.
Did we have this conversation a couple of years ago?
We have one every November.
At your work or just in general?
No, we talk about turkey trots every November. We have for the past 30. No, we have for the past like 29 years.
Yeah, damn.
Wait, when do people start talking? For the past like 30.
Well, technically, okay. Well, 32. Well, let's see. No, we have to remember when you go into elementary school, it's like what, first grade to fifth grade?
Elementary school, yeah, first grade to fifth.
And that's
well,
where you do
here
the,
first to fifth.
Yeah, first to fifth. Sorry, Arizona's weird. Yeah, so whatever that time frame is, from whatever the first grade, you could remember the stupid turkey trot, and then because after that, you don't do it anymore. So
I turkey trot every year, bro.
What, you do?
Yeah, my house.
Do you just run around the house?
I pick up the turkey and I trot around with it.
I think that's a different turkey trot. Mm. That's something I saw on Pornhub a while back.
It's a turkey trot.
Because that was basic.
It's in the name. I trot around with a turkey. It's a turkey trot.
Okay.
I win.
I didn't even a contest. Come on, I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Hey, today's Friday.
Yes.
In 2 days is your birthday.
That's right, yes.
Your birthday's on a Sunday.
My birthday is on a Sunday.
Mine's on Tuesday.
Yours is on Tuesday.
So I'd like to take a minute, and you and I should sing happy birthday to us.
Okay. Or did you want to play a birthday song.
How about we...
Or do you want to sing Happy Birthday?
How about we sing Happy Birthday to us, and then we play a birthday song and go grab a beer.
Okay.
So, one, two, three.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us.
Sing it with us, people.
Happy birthday, Matthew and Steve-O.
Froyo, Matthew and Steven, friends.
Happy birthday to us,
friends of the show. Let's play the birthday song.
Oh, shit. I should probably.
And people have just shut off this. They're like, what the fuck was that?
We thought the live show was bad.
We didn't even fucking harmonize. We were like horrible on that.
Yes, you were right.
It's my birthday, I'll do what I want to. Fuck you, it's my birthday. Spend the holiday only for me, so do what I say. It's a party, make you cry if I want to. Only, fuck you, it's not your birthday, so do what I say, okay? For 24 hours, you're wishing me well. 364 days I'm in hell. Oh well. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me alone. On my birthday, I'm gonna dance 10 times today. No tip, it's my birthday, so do what I say. Thanks, Mom didn't have an abortion. All birthday wouldn't be today. But I guess it's my good fortune. My birthday today, okay.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us. Oh my God, I'm so excited like for your birthday present.
I'm excited for your birthday present.
Yeah, I know. You dropped that bomb on me. I'm like, what the hell did you?
I drop bombs, baby.
I feel really, maybe it's kind of a good thing because like I'm always self-conscious when it's like you give a gift and then like someone else is like, oh, boom, I bought you like a golden naked lady. And you're like, fuck, I just got you a Dakota ring from a box of cereal because I'm poor.
No, man. It's all about just, it's gifts from the heart, brother.
Gifts from the heart.
You're going to enjoy your gift. I'm going to enjoy our gift. My our gift.
Matthew. Okay. Spoilers. I'm sorry. Spoilers. Yes. Matthew and I are going to have a child soon. I'm trying to join the club. Everyone else seems to be having kids. So Matthew's like, we'll just put our sperm together and go find a surrogate.
With our powers combined.
Actually, that's the name of the child. It's Captain Planet.
Well, he's our hero, dude.
Yeah. He's going to take pollution down to zero.
You better, because he's living up to that fucking name. Your name's Captain Planet. You better get rid of all this shit.
He's like, dude, what the fuck, man? Come on.
Unless it's like Don Cheadle. College Humor. God.
I love.
That's so great.
It's funny. I've seen that shit.
I'm Captain Planet,
times.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I love how the fact that he did that and he's just like, I'm gonna be War Machine in the Marvel movies. Like, that's what I really like about those cats, where they always do their own like. Okay, so a question for you. This is diving back a little bit to Ragnarok trailer.
Oh, Ragnarok!
So people are like, why the hell does Hulk talk like he's an infant? Like, okay, first off, Hulk's never really talked. Like, the only Hulk that's talked is the Gray Hulk, where it's basically Bruce Banner figured out how to, like, be both kind of like, you know, I'm the Hulk and I'm also Bruce Banner, so I can have a great mind and still have all the strength and
right.
stuff.
Okay.
It's just one of those cycles or whatnot. But I'm just like, yeah, Hulk really doesn't talk. I mean, he says, like, Hulk smash and stuff, but he can kind of have a conversation with somebody. So to me, it's not like he's really talking like an infant. He was just kind of, to me, it's like Groot. It's like Groot level talk.
Right.
So it's like Groot says, I am Groot, but like his... No, actually, his is actually more... I mean, he did really hate hats, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, I get what you're kind of saying. It's like, I am Groot. The people that he's talking to can understand his tone of voice of him saying, I am Groot. We just hear, I am Groot in a different, like, dialect. We don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah.
We have to listen to what the people that he's interacting with to interpret it for us and be like, oh, okay, true. I know exactly what he's saying.
And I totally forgot about another trailer, if you saw it or not. What did you think of Justice League?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet? Oh.
I haven't watched that one. I haven't watched it.
Okay, so no, I'm very curious though, because you've seen the other ones, right?
Yes.
I want you to see this one and see if you've seen a huge dynamic change.
Mm.
So I noticed...
Didn't they have to do some reshoots or something?
Well, what happened... Yeah, so Zack Snyder, of course, we talked about this on Long Box. Yes, his daughter committed suicide.
Yes.
So he had to step down, and Josh Whedon's already over at Warner Brothers because he's writing the Batgirl movie, which I'm all like, okay. And then they were like, hey, you want to come over on to Justice League and do all the reshoots and stuff like that? So he's like, okay, so I'm pretty sure since he kind of knows how to do like a team movie, he's kind of, with his reshoots, is maybe doing a couple of different new things and changes up, but he literally... He hired Danny Elfman to do all the music now for Justice League. And it's like, nice. Danny Elfman hasn't done a superhero movie since like Batman. So you're like, oh, okay, let's, you know. So Josh Whedon's already like, oh, well, we're going to tweak this and stuff like that. Add a couple of new things or whatnot. But yeah, so the new trailer looks great because they did a great like forefront because Wonder Woman did so well. So they're really pushing Diana's character a little bit more. So it's like, okay, but like everybody else still has like their screen time. And they did a really, but then the big announcement DC did was talking about future movies. So they talked about, which they already referenced in the Justice League movie, about lanterns.
Okay.
So we're like, oh, okay, because they keep talking about unite all seven. But even including Superman, I believe, it's only six. So we don't know if there's going to be like a secret, you know, character, because everybody else is all like, you know, there's the end of the trailer. It shows Alfred and he's talking to somebody, but they don't show who it is. So we're all assuming it's probably Superman, which I'm pretty much sure. But then I threw out to my brother just as a joke. I was like, what if it's like Robin or Nightwing? And my brother was like, oh, my God, mind blow. But of course, somebody on the internet had to make a meme going like, it's Superman. It's not this person. It's not this person. I'm like, you never know who it could be. Warner Brothers owns all the DC characters, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. If they're literally like, Swamp Thing's going to be in the movie, they're like, they own that.
Right,
so they're
right,
like,
right.
They can, you know, just out of nowhere, they're like, wait, I didn't remember Swamp Thing being in the Justice League. Fuck you, he's in it now.
No, you're probably right, man. It's probably, he's either Superman.
It's got to be Superman or whatnot.
Or he's going to be in Clark Kent form.
Yeah, kind of thing. But it looks good. Like, the dynamic changed. And they did a great line with Barry Allen where he's talked about, like, he's kind of like the Spider-Man.
You're right.
Because
I picked up on that.
Because he mentioned a line where he's like, I don't fight. He's like, I literally push people then run away. Like, and I was like, I thought that was kind of funny. So they are bringing a little bit like more humor into it.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. So it's not as dark as like, you know, Batman v Superman and all that kind of stuff. So it was just very interesting. But they did announce, which I was surprised. So the Flash movie now is going to be Flashpoint Paradox.
Cool.
And so I'm curious if they're going to get the guy who plays, I don't know the actor's name and I feel really bad for it, but Negan on Walking Dead. Because he's he's Bruce Wayne in or Thomas Wayne in Batman v Superman. So I'm very curious if they're gonna get him to do the his father as Batman, which would be fucking nuts.
That would be great. He's also Denny from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, and he's also the Winchester's father in Supernatural.
Mm.
Everything he goes in, this is the funny part. Everything he goes into, and this is not a joke. He's like Sean Bean.
Okay.
So Grey's Anatomy, what happened to him?
He died.
Okay. Supernatural, he died.
Okay.
Then he does a couple of movies. He did Watchmen. He was the comedian. He died.
Okay.
And then he does, he's now Negan, where everyone's like, I want this character to fucking die. He's going to live forever, like now. Like, I guarantee. Like,
he's like, I took the role because I was going to live. I've died so many times.
You know, kind of thing. So
no, he's a good actor.
No, he is a good actor. And this actually brings me, This actually is, I finally actually have a segue. So speaking of Sean Bean and Game of Thrones is back, let's fucking talk. Because I don't know if Eric and I even talked about Games of Thrones last week.
Game of Thrones is
back. So if you're listening to this right now, about two episodes have aired.
Two episodes.
First off,
third episode in 2 days. Maybe.
Yeah, 2 days, baby. Yeah, it's going to be on my birthday.
The 30th.
Okay, so that actually kind of kicks ass for me. So not only do I get another episode of Game of Thrones.
What else do you get?
The season premiere of Rick and Morty.
Good for you. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, I did that for you. Oh, you did that for me?
That was me.
Oh, I love me some Rick and Morty. I'm rewatching them, and I'm just
I worked a long time, dude.
Such a great show.
I thought it was coming to September, like I said, but, you know.
Oh, man, I love me some Rick and Morty. Did you see the figure I got from Luke?
Yeah, that was super awesome, dude.
I fucking loved it.
That was super great. And he was all flipping it.
Well, it's great. Okay, so the idea behind that sculpture is from an episode in season two where his car battery, he literally built like his own like world just so they could power his car.
Cool.
So he goes down there and he puts on the stupid bobblehead and says he's the alien. He's like, yeah, I'm telling everybody this means like, you know, peace between worlds and everything like that and stuff. So he starts flicking like everybody off. And then like Morty's like having none of this. He's all like, just like so depressed. But yeah, it's a great. Actually, Stephen Colbert is actually a voice in that episode. It's cool. So. Okay. I'm such an idiot. Dan Harmon. He's a producer on Rick and Morty.
You're right.
Fucking no idea that he was the guy who created fucking Community.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking dumb. I was just
it's
like.
Okay, buddy.
And then it's great because then like Joel McHale and also I think the girl played. Oh, I can't remember. It's not.
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson. They're going to be voices on the new season of Rick and Morty too. Cool. Like, that's so cool. But yeah, Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords. He was voicing. He even sang a song in it too, which was just phenomenal.
That's great. I love that.
So yeah, Patrick was dying love. He's like, I love this episode because like the Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords, he's like, he sounds like David Bowie. I'm like, you have to watch Flight of the Conchords. He's like, what? I'm like, there's a fucking episode where he's literally like David Bowie in like different eras, and it's like gene. And then they even have a song.
He needs to watch Moana.
No, he's already seen it.
Well, then that's when the crab. The...
Yeah, no, yeah, no, he that's his favorite character.
Yeah,
actually,
that's
so
fucking great.
So it's funny. Oh, yeah, so Game of Thrones. I was like, we just fucking lost it. Yes, Game of Thrones. So, dude, okay, first episode.
Welcome back, baby. Fucking great. The opening episode, I was like, what the fuck is this, dude? Why are we going back to the Walter Frey and shit?
Okay.
And they start talking, and I'm picking up on it, and I'm like, oh, shit, I know what's happening, and this is awesome. But you're, like, kind of unsure. Is it her? Is it not?
Oh, you were like that?
Well, I was looking at his height. Because, like, she became him and was taller. So was she, like, standing on a stool or, like, or if she puts on a face of somebody, does she become them?
I don't know if she becomes them or if it's just, like, everybody's interpretation of, like, so she knows, like, obviously
it's like her, but
it's Arya. But what they see is, like, so they would see him at his height. Oh, they would see him at, like.
I was a little confused by that. Maybe I was thinking overthinking.
I think you were overthinking because, like, so speaking of which, like, I'm not even going to say, like, if people figured out or they didn't figure out before it happened or whatnot. But I'm sitting there watching and then all of a sudden, like, something, like, I forget. Oh, yeah, it was, like.
The
wine stuff. And I'm like, right when he didn't drink it, I was like, oh, my God, it's Arya.
Yeah.
And like, literally. It was just like, what? I'm like, oh, no. This is my problem now. So you overthink that thing. I'm all like, oh my God, what if it's like Jaime stabs Cersei, but then it turns out to be Arya in disguise? Like, I'm like now like putting.
Well,
because
Arya would have to kill Jaime.
I don't. Okay. In our eyes, everybody wants to like Jaime now because I think Jaime is going to be killing Cersei because after that last season, how it ended and the look on his face. Where he was just like, you fucking crazy bitch. I'm going to have to stab you. But yeah, I don't think Arya is going to have any problem killing any kind of Lannister.
Well, Arya's not even going to King's Landing anymore.
Well, no, and now she's heading back to...
she's going to go back to...
Oh, well, fuck. Why?
Winterfell.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, Winter...
Because Hot Pie was like, yo, like, your brother's the King of the North.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit. And she's like, what? Because she was going to fucking King's Landing to take out Cersei.
Which is so funny, because now that I think about it, I was like, Arya right now is, like, the wild card, because...
Dude,
Arya's none
my
of the Stark...
favorite character, dude. She's so legit.
It's like, none of the Starks know she's alive.
Yeah.
Cersei doesn't know she's alive. Like,
she's a fucking...
Like,
and she's an assassin,
and then she's
dude?
An assassin? It's like...
It's fucking awesome.
Honestly, Assassin's Creed, you need to do like a storyline like that where they think, oh, the guy's dead, we don't have to worry about him. And then it's like, bitch, I'm back, you know, kind of thing. Because they're doing it so fucking good.
Dude, the show is
in
like
Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh, this dude, I just like.
Okay,
yeah,
so this hit me. I don't know if it's anything or whatnot. So I was thinking about it because we found out. So there's three dragons.
Yes.
There was three siblings.
So there was Daenerys, her brother that got the pot on his head, and one more.
Jon Snow.
Jon. Wait. I think Daenerys is Jon's aunt.
Well, either way, they're all like related.
Well, Jon Snow's definitely Targaryen because he's.
Well, basically, I meant like three children because like they all came from, you know, the Mad King.
Right.
Like it was probably different mothers, but
yeah.
all came from the Mad King. So that hit me too, where I was just like, I don't know if this is a thing, but since like the brother's dead or whatnot, since, you know, whatever happened, but it's like, but then that's also like crazy. It's like they're on that dragon rock and it's like, oh, this is the shit we need for the kill the White Walkers. And then right. It's all like, she's like, oh yeah. And he's like, I gotta go. It's like, I can't, you know, and that's why I love that when like Sansa's like, well, who are you going to put in charge? He's like, you. And it's like, duh. That was my favorite part in episode two right now with fucking Littlefinger.
Oh, yeah, when they're down underneath the keep.
When fucking finally, like, someone finally put this little shit in his fucking place. Like, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I want Jon Snow to kill this son of a bitch.
Well, Littlefinger is a crucial piece to this whole story. I hate Littlefinger, but I also love him.
Well, yeah, it's like that love. Yeah, because he does shit where you're like, oh, okay. But then he does other shit, you're like, you fucker.
My whole thing was, like, in that episode when Jon does that and he says to Sansa, like, no, you're going to be in charge here, like, you know, this is it. You see Littlefinger's face like light up like, holy
shit.
Like, this is my opportunity. And for whatever reason, like, the dumbass goes down to talk to Jon about it, basically confesses his love for Sansa just like he loved Sansa's mom, Catelyn.
Yeah.
Catelyn Stark. And Jon Snow just, like, grabs him, puts him up against the fucking wall, and he's like, if you touch my finger at all, I'm just going to fucking, like, I'm going to kill
you're,
you.
You're dead.
I was going to send you and Eric an article earlier today of people's reactions and different memes that they made during that scene.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually pretty funny. I should look it up and send it to
You
guys. Maybe
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We'll post it on the Facebook page for people to check out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But yeah, I love Game of Thrones is back. It's awesome. It's fun. I love it. I'm trying to remember some other.
Well, let's go by episode. So episode one, we get a lot of the mountain. Oh, not in the mountain, the hound.
Yes, the hound. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And like he's now getting feelings and shit. Like,
yeah,
they go
like becoming religious.
Yeah.
With the fire stuff.
Yeah. And so he meets up with the Guild of No Banners.
Yeah, the one dude who can't like die at all.
Yeah. And they're talking one night. They're at like some house or some shit, and he's asking questions about what they believe or some bullshit like that. And they're like, well, see for yourself, look into the flames. And he's like hesitant because he got fucking burned in the face.
Yeah.
And he eventually like goes and looks, and he starts talking about like, I see a wall, and he like starts talking about the White Walkers. I see this like army of like basically everything. They're heading south. Like they're fucking taking everything. And he's like, he's just looking to the flames and he's like seeing all this shit. It was a really cool scene. And I'm curious to see how his character comes about. I mean, so much going on. I mean, Daenerys like got an army.
Yeah,
she got her ships.
Shit. I didn't even.
The Greyjoy, like Theon and his sister went over there, and like the sister and Daenerys were like flirting with each other and shit. And so they brought everybody over, and Elrond came and fucked the shit up. And like, oh my gosh, dude,
how episode two ended?
I know.
I was like, oh shit. So, okay.
We're doing such a horrible job. I'm sorry, listeners.
No, you're good. You're good. So, anyways, yeah. So, first episode pretty much gave you a recap. Actually, it was a kind of a feel good episode. Because it was like people were back. Everyone was excited that I'm like the show's back. Awesome. But it was also that like, you know, everyone's like at this point, like if you're a Cersei fan, like kudos to you to like this character or whatnot. But we're at the point where like even Jamie in that episode was like, these people don't care about you anymore because you haven't done shit. These people are not going to support you. Blah, blah, blah. He's literally like, I kind of like the fact that like he's even like, we can't win.
Right.
Like we are so fucked right now. Like you have no idea. And she's just like, oh, whatever. I'm the queen. He's like, no, you don't. I lost a fucking hand. I really don't want to get fucked in the ass when everyone comes over. And guess what? They will be slaying the Kingslayer. I guarantee you that. Like, I have a luscious ass. I mean, look, you've seen it. Come on. But yeah, it's one of those like feel kind of good episodes because it was like how the last season ended. You're like, yeah, fuck King's Landing. Daenerys is going to get her shit back. Jon Snow is a fucking, you know, dragon person too. It's like, fuck, you know. And then, like, this is, like, just building that up. And then this episode was all like, yeah, we gave you the feel goods, but remember, it's Game of Thrones, so people fucking die.
Yeah.
And, yes, well, second, like, episode.
Well, Elrond, like, he... Elrond, who is now basically in charge of the Iron Isles, comes over to Cersei and is like, hey, what's up? I've got this huge-ass fucking fleet. His ships are badass, by the way.
Oh, I love them.
The ships are so cool.
I love the sails.
So he's like, hey, boom, let's do this. I got all this shit. I want to marry you. Let's get this going. And she's like, nah, that's not going to fucking work. And he's like, well, I'm going to bring you this bomb-ass present. And after I bring you this present, you're going to be like, oh, shit, that was a bomb-ass present. I'm about to marry your ass, and I'm going to suck that dick or some shit. Mm. So, like, he's like, boom, I'm out. And so we have Theon and his sister, who are kind of rightfully the who should be the rulers,
yeah, the
of,
rulers,
like,
of
the Iron Isles. They're all chilling and they're like, okay, we got all this shit and we're heading back over to fucking Westeros. And all of a sudden the big ass fleet comes up, just crushes them.
Oh yeah.
He takes the sister and the sister's like, hey, Theon, like, I need you to step up. Elroy's got me in a fucking chokehold with a knife to my face. Like, hey, man up. And Theon starts transforming back to Reek and
yes.
fucking being all cowardice and shit. And you're like, don't do it, dude. Don't fucking be Reek. Don't be Reek. And he drops his sword and he fucking jumps off the boat into the ocean. And so he's got this, I'm horrible with this, I don't even know the sister's name. The sister from yeah. Iron Isles and the chick from Doran.
Yeah, chick from Doran.
Who?
Husband died fighting the mountain.
Yeah, but she also killed Cersei's daughter.
Yeah, no.
By poisoned her
ass. Well, I already know that's
the present.
Yeah, that's the present.
And after that happened, I was like, that's fucking genius. That was great. I didn't even think that, like, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's the perfect present. So I don't know. Shit's
no,
going
it's,
down.
No, it's
dude.
Fucking
Shit's
good. So yeah. So like right up. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you get these two good feel good episodes.
Yeah.
Then you get this one. You're like, oh fuck, Cersei's fucking up the. Because like I'm gonna be honest. I don't want Cersei to win. Mm-mm. I want her to fucking die.
Yeah. Fuck Cersei.
Yeah. Okay. I was
gonna
say if you were all like, no, I love Cersei.
And the White Walkers.
That's what I love. They're only in the first episode or the second episode.
Dude, they walk. They're creating a blizzard while they walk because there's so many.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the giants.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, oh, shit, they got giants now? And then I said the most craziest thing. What if the White Walkers ever got their hands on a dragon?
Oh.
Right?
A nice dragon?
Right?
At least one.
Like, that would be fucking apeshit, right? Like, who could
or
stop
maybe
that?
Or maybe the two. No. Oh, my gosh, dude. I don't know.
We'll I just dropped shit in your knowledge.
Oh
you're like,
gosh,
what?
Dude.
Fucking ice dragons? But oh, I did find out they do man. Have a contingency plan after Game of Thrones ends. They're just going to do this. It's pretty much the same thing, but they're just going to call it Skyrim.
They should do a fucking Game of Thrones expansion in Skyrim. It's perfect.
Oh, dude. Maybe
or do a mode where, like, the White Walkers come into, what's the region?
Skyrim?
Oh, it is the region of Skyrim?
That's what it
is.
Oh, yeah, the entire thing's called Skyrim. That's like Morrowind. Like, all of them are named. Yeah,
what's
all of them are named
what's
after
the world?
Towns. Elder Scrolls.
No, but
well,
the
Elder Scrolls is
the
what
continent.
It's called. Oh, the continent. Shit.
I know. That's okay.
Damn it. I know all the other places. Fuck you.
Morrowind.
Well, there's Morrowind, Daggerfall, Skyrim.
Daggerfall was Oblivion.
Wait, what?
What was Oblivion in?
Oblivion, well, yeah, Oblivion Gates is what they refer to. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what. Oh, shit, because they had the Shivering Isles.
That was, yeah.
Because that was the Mad King. That's so weird. Patrick and I were just talking about these.
Tamriel.
Tamriel, fuck.
That's what it is. Tamriel. And Tamriel consists of Hammerfall, High Rock, Skyrim, Cidradil, Valenwood, Sunset Isles, Elsawyr, Blackmarsh, Morrowind, Vanderfall. Damn right. Tamriel, baby. That's what it was. Tamriel. Tamriel, Tamriel. Tamriel.
But yeah, so Tamriel. That's how my brain works. And I do the same thing with Rick and Morty where I'll just start like, oh, what if this is this and this? So,
right.
So it's crazy. Oh, speaking of which, you probably haven't watched it yet because I know you're swamped with a bunch of other stuff, but I highly recommend it to people. It came out the 14th of July. Netflix are doing these new things where they're doing like these – choose your own adventure kind of thing. They were doing it with Puss in Boots, okay. I guess was one thing. But they released one episode of Buddy Thunderstruck like that.
Okay.
Fucking phenomenal.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Not only can you rewatch it multiple times just because you get to pick different like things you want them to do, but they tackle, it's called Buddy Thunderstruck, The Maybe Pile. And they finally start going through The Maybe Pile.
Okay.
And it is great.
Okay.
I literally watched it probably three times to get all the stories. And then I think I watched – so I watched it three times to get all the stories. Then I watched it again because I figured out the best way to have the it go. So I've made my own like story. Like, I'm like, this is the Buddy Thunderstruck episode I would have written, you know,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So but yeah, if you guys are looking, honestly, oh man, yeah, that's been my thing at work now. I'm just like, I do not want to do the job that I do. I'm like, I need to create. I need to do something else with my life.
Get that creative niche going.
I do. Trying to think. Yeah, there's that. I'm trying to think what else is coming out on the... Oh, apparently people have been seeing early... Shouldn't say probably final cuts, but early screenings of It.
Ooh, okay.
And they've been saying really good things about probably like one of the top five of the best like horror films that are coming out this year.
Nice.
So I'm like, okay. And then I guess... because one of the characters from Stranger Things is in the It movie. And I guess they were having them pick...
Yeah, Will.
Yeah, is it Will or is it the guy who plays... is it who's the one who's in love with Eleven? Is that...
Oh, you're right.
I don't know the kids. You know what sucks? I know Dustin and I know Will. And Will was barely in the first season. I only know because everyone's just like, Will's missing. Where's Will? We got to find Will. Will.
Yeah, you're right. It's the kid that loves Eleven. You're right.
But yeah, they were talking about how they picked their own, like, who would you want to play you as an adult in the part two?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they have like a video online like that was at Phoenix Comic Con or whatnot. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, man. Because I think one of them picked Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay. So I just wanted one. I would just want one of the kids to be all like, oh shit, I can't remember. I can see his face. John Goodman. Like the fat kid's just like John Goodman.
Well,
John Goodman's like, I don't want to do this. Fuck you.
I'm fucking John Goodman.
I'm
filming Roseanne right now because we're coming back.
Which is okay. Yeah. So, did you ever watch Roseanne?
Oh, yeah.
in its full run.
I don't know about the full run, but my parents watched it, so I watched it.
I never watched it.
Roseanne's good, dude.
It's
a fucking great show.
No, I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying, like,
talking shit on Roseanne right now, and I don't appreciate it.
I am not, so fuck you.
Oh.
So it's coming back. But, like, I heard how it ended was, like, John Goodman's character was dead, so are they, like, pretty much like, oh, last season never happened kind of shit or something like that?
Or he's not dead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you think they're going to reboot this?
He's going to come back as a zombie, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, it's Walking Dead for real. And he's like, it's Halloween, baby, I'm back. And she's going to be like, where'd you go? And he was like, I was on a boat. And she's like, why'd you go on a boat? And he was like, well, I was crab fishing. And she's like, crab fishing? And he's like, yeah, king crab, baby. I was like watching Deadliest Catch, and I was like, I'm going after that stuff. And she was like, what? I didn't know about that. I was at work on a Monday. And he was like, I know. I left on Sunday night. And she was like, that was weird because when I woke up, you weren't there. And I was like, oh, maybe he just went and got donuts. He was like, I did. I caught a flight to Alaska, got on a boat, and I was out there catching king crab. And I came back, and I smell like crab. Smell me. And she's like, oh, man, I smell you. You smell like crab. And he's like, I told you. So you know it's a legit story. That's how they're going to start it.
I swear to God, if that's how they start it, Matthew gets, like, the Nobel Prize. Because that was amazing. I just expected him to come back. He was like, I was on Skull fucking Island.
Yeah. See, there's this boom, just wraps it right up. Of course he was, because I saw it, and that was him.
Oh, so I gave that, actually, oh, yeah, that's what I get.
Checks out.
I totally forgot. I'm good at random segues. Speaking of Skull Island, I got that from my mom for her birthday.
Yeah.
And that's what I also forgot. So my mom, she wanted to go take a tour of the Four Peaks Brewery.
Booyah.
So I still post those pictures online, yeah, so I apologize if they're not all there yet. But, yeah, so we went there. Pretty cool. Actually, it's free. Like, they used to charge, but now they just do it for free.
Okay.
You get a little bit of beer. You get to learn some cool stuff. Like, they found out, like, their sun brew that they make. They actually went to Germany and tested the water like stuff over there to see how they get their beer to be like that. And they actually, when they came back, because they have this like water thing in the back.
Yeah.
So if you've ever had Four Peaks water, it's like fucking amazing. It's like ridiculous. Like as much as good as their beer is, like this water's like, what the fuck?
Right.
So they have this like fucking thing in the back that just like they can program, they can tweak, they can do so you get like the best tasting like beers and water and all that kind of shit. So they literally did that with Germany's like water, made the Sunbrew and actually beat Germany that year. They were fucking pissed, I guess. I've never had the Sunbrew, so I finally tried it. Fucking good.
I was so surprised you hadn't had it.
Yeah, I've never even heard about it. I literally only know, what was it, like Kiltlifter and
8th Street?
8th Street. That's about it.
Yeah, they got the Raj. Like, there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, my mom loves the Raj.
Does she?
So, yeah, so I got her King Kong, the Skull Island one. They didn't see it, and then I was just like, I wanted to take her to it, and then she couldn't or whatnot. So they watched the one, and I just keep getting texts from my mom, like, oh my god, the fucking spider. Oh my god, the fucking this. Oh my. And I'm just like, all right, I'll talk to you later. Like
watch the
enjoy
movie.
Your movie. Like, but not, this is what I also just thought was weird. So our birthdays are not that far apart. And then I forgot that your mom was born in July, and same with my mom is born in July. And then your mom, because you guys, that's why we didn't, you were on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You celebrated your mom's, what was it, her?
We don't need to say my mom's age.
Oh, okay. Was it, well, basically.
She wouldn't appreciate that.
Oh, no, that's fine.
It was her birthday, though.
It was a milestone or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, sure.
We'll just say that.
Yeah, it was good.
She finally turned 21.
Oh, booyah. I'm older than my mom. That's weird.
Yes, it is. And you're your own grandpa, too. So.
Well, my life is weird. That's tune what, in. Well, never.
Yeah. What? I mean, yeah, so it works. Anyway, so how'd you guys celebrate?
Yeah, it was good. My mom wanted to go to Nando's.
Oh.
It's a Mexican food restaurant over in Chandler. I was the last one there, and we had, like, this back room, and there was, like, a bunch of people in there, but then we had this extra long table because, like, the whole family was there. And it was kind of cool to see because it's, like, my family's small, but, like, seeing it like that, it was like, whoa, we can take up a whole table in the back.
Matthew's like, the Last Supper, bros.
So it was, like, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, me. What?
I like how you said your family's small and then you're naming, like, I'm literally, like, I don't even know the last time I saw my cousin. So, oh, no. Like, so how many of them? Because
yeah, I'm trying to count how many people there. My aunt, my uncle, my cousin, my three brothers, Megan, me, my mom, Nat, obviously, my brother's girlfriend, and my brother's other girlfriend. So
two separate brothers, two separate girlfriends?
There were 11 of us. Yeah, two. Yeah, two.
Okay, I thought you were just like my brother and his other.
Oh, no, and so 12. There's 12 of us.
Yeah, that's a lot bigger. That's like that's,
yeah, my family's
that's,
growing.
That's
dude.
Literally times the amount that's in my family right now. That's times two.
My family's growing. Yeah, so we went to Nando's and got some food, and then we went back to our house and we played Jackbox games.
Nice. I'm glad you guys
met my brother Jonathan's girlfriend Megan. So that's going to be interesting. Two Megans.
Oh, there's two Megans.
Yeah, my Megan and Jonathan's Megan. So that's going to be interesting. Nice girl. Kind of quiet, but she seems nice. My brother Mark, his girlfriend Lauren was there. Lauren's a great girl. She loves games, and when we play games, her and I are on a team because we fucking rock it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, would she be your partner for the Newlywed game we will do on this show?
No, that wouldn't work.
That wouldn't work.
But if we play games like fucking Catchphrase or shit like that, we're on a wavelength. We can
okay, I get what you're saying, yeah.
No, it was good. So we did that, and then, you know, everybody bounced.
No, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just did dinner or lunch out with my mom, the tour, and then, like, everyone pretty much went home.
That works. Happy birthday, moms. July moms.
July moms. Woo! It's just so weird. You literally are, like, my brother from another mother. It's crazy.
Well, that mother was crazy because she had you, and she had me 2 days later.
Well, I told you to stay back for a little bit.
And I waited 2 days.
I was like, come for me in 2 days.
And I was like, okay, dude.
Then you popped out. You're like, what the fuck?
And I was like, what? Fuck this. I'm going this way. You're on your own, bitch. Just kidding.
I'll see you in high school.
Yep. All right, man. When you see me, I see you. We'll just be like, yeah, this seems natural.
It's like now we're just seeing things eye to eye. So.
Oh, god damn.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that? Boom. Like that thing I sent you guys? The perfect cast?
Yeah, that was great. I saved it on my phone.
Yeah, I ended up following the Goofy Movie page on Facebook, and then that popped up. I was like, oh, if I'm going to get these gems.
Oh, it's still it's so active?
Long. Oh, it's fucking active.
I'm gonna
You're jumping on, man.
I'm going to follow that, too.
Boop.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Why'd you have to tell me that?
Because I like to.
It's good shit.
It is good shit.
All right, my friend.
But yeah, I think we're gonna wrap this episode up. So if you guys made it to the end, props to you.
If you made it to the end, you succeeded. Congratulations.
You win the prize. And the prize is to call our voicemail at 480-788-2554. So go ahead and leave us a voicemail there. So,
nice.
Yeah, that's what I do. But yeah, so we're going to wrap up this episode. But of course, you know where to find us. We're on the Facebook. We're on the MySpacey. We're on everything. You know where to find us.
Yeah, we did Facebook Live for the first time today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, we did it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because it's Friday.
Basically, Matthew and I know how to time travel, so we're bouncing around and stuff like that. You know, fun. He's my McFly. And I only got Doc Brown's because I'm just 2 days older than you. That's the only reason why. But yeah, we're going to wrap up this episode. But thank you guys for listening. And until next time.
You better tap that sauce, Marty! Oh!
Oh, wait, do I have to play the outro?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Fuck that. Fuck this shit. I'm out. Uh-uh. Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Fuck this Damn. Shit. I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit. I'm out. No thanks. Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit. I'm out. Nope. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Alright then, I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. Fuck this shit, I'm out.